With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. L.A. firefighters are preparing for a return of dangerous winds that could again stoke the wildfires that have destroyed thousands of homes and killed at least 24 people in the Los Angeles area. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney issues a warning.
Severe fire weather conditions will continue through Wednesday. Please be assured that all fire departments and all law enforcement agencies in the area will be prepared.
The National Weather Service issued a rare warning of a particularly dangerous situation beginning Tuesday morning at 4 a.m. local time. Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson confirms that there's been some discussion of tying California wildfire aid to a debt limit increase.
The notion that Congress could make the release of disaster relief dollars conditional upon also agreeing to raise a debt ceiling is already facing pushback from some Democrats. But many California Republicans say they may have no choice but to pursue that option, given the potential urgency around addressing the Los Angeles fires, paired with the reality that the nation could default on its borrowing authority in a matter of months. Linking the two issues together could bring a larger coalition of support to the table from both sides of the aisle and allow Johnson to deliver Mr. Trump a debt ceiling increase sooner rather than later. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Southern California Edison is being sued over claims its electrical equipment's responsible for starting one of the wildfires. It was filed by a group of homeowners, business owners, renters, and others that had property destroyed by the Eaton Fire in the Pasadena region. It says the fire is the second most destructive in the history of the state. Video online shows a fire at the base of a transmission tower that's owned by Edison. The suspect arrested with a blowtorch near the Kenneth Fire in L.A. is in the country illegally. This is SRN News. Good news for pro-life groups in Canada.
The resignation of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at an order for new elections has killed all current bills on the agenda for the Canadian Parliament. That includes a measure promoted by Trudeau that would have stripped tax-exempt charitable status from any pro-life organization or Christian ministry that advocated against abortion. Meanwhile, pro-lifers are hoping the Conservatives will win in the Canadian elections, ending years of liberal hostility toward the unborn. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Mexico's Supreme Court has struck down abortion restrictions by conservative cities and counties at the request of the state attorney general. The unanimous opinion reinforces the state's reputation for having some of the most liberal abortion laws in the country. New Mexico has also become a major destination for women from pro-life states who are determined to end their pregnancies. In September, construction began on a state-funded abortion clinic. This is SRN News. Monday's scheduled debut launch of Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket is called off.
In its very first launch, this is expected to happen. If everything isn't going to plan, then call it off, try again another day. So when Elon Musk tried with his rockets, there were lots of explosions, lots of crashes, lots of delays. So this is part of the development process. Obviously, I'd imagine that Jeff Bezos would want it to have kind of performed successfully, but I think it was more likely than not that either be a delay or some little bit wouldn't go right. So this is normal.
Former LSU football player charged with negligent homicide post bail and is out of jail in Louisiana. Kyron Lacy is linked to a deadly crash in his hometown of Thibodaux that ended with the death of a retired Marine. State troopers say Lacy was weaving through traffic, forcing other drivers to swerve out of the way. 2 days after that wreck, he declared for the NFL draft. More details at SRNnews.com.